In the evening edition, Barbados records 55 more COVID cases, deaths at 32. Prime Minister Maltley responds to criticism of Barbados's approach to fighting the COVID-19 pandemic as she hints at some more positive news soon in relation to the vaccination rollout. Barbados health officials strongly deny that local whites are getting preferential access to the vaccine. Meantime, CARICOM heads have vaccinations high on the agenda as they commence a virtual meeting. The COVID-19 monitoring unit to file more charges against violators and issues a stern warning about funerals. And the BADMC temporarily closes its Bridgetown depot after 4 more staff members test positive. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up.
The evening edition brought to you with the best wishes of Courtesy Garage Limited.
X marks the spot, and your spot is in the driver's seat of the luxurious, comfortable, powerful, and technology-packed Nissan X-Trail. Whether you're a busy professional who needs reliability, a parent who demands safety for your kids, or just someone who likes to explore the outdoors while experiencing the best in comfort and luxury, then the full-sized Nissan X-Trail is for you. Every journey is enjoyable with iPod and Bluetooth audio streaming, while its 6 airbags, electronic brake distribution, and intelligent traction control system make this SUV one of the safest. When it's time to take it off-road, use the dynamic 4-wheel drive capability without compromising luxury and comfort. Get behind the wheel and experience the intelligent mobility of the Nissan X-Trail. Give us a call at 431-4100 for more information and book your test drive today. Courtesy Garage. Legendary service. Legendary performance.
Barbados has recorded 55 new cases of COVID-19, as deaths stand at 32. Today's COVID update from the health authorities states that the additional cases were diagnosed from among 677 tests conducted by the public health laboratory yesterday. One person died, a 68-year-old woman who passed away yesterday at the Harrison Point isolation facility. Barbados has recorded 2,907 confirmed cases, having conducted 122,641 tests since February last year. 2,907 people were vaccinated yesterday, meantime, as part of the National Vaccination Program for COVID-19. To date, more than 22,000 vaccinations have been administered. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltley has hinted there may soon be some more positive news in relation to COVID-19 vaccines for Barbados. This as she responded to criticism of Barbados's response to the COVID-19 pandemic contained in an article published by an online agency called Antillean Media. The article says, despite warnings from clinicians, Barbados maintained quarantine periods that were too short and testing protocols that were inadequate, and also did not sufficiently test the population, even with its recent Seek and Save operation. Well, Prime Minister Maltley promises to engage with the author, saying all views must be heard. But she also highlighted ongoing efforts, such as the current vaccination drive.
I felt all views must contend. I don't necessarily agree with Dr. Goddard, but I think she has a perspective that needs to be heard. And I am hoping that at some point that we can meet with her and hear what she has to say in more detail. But I don't know that there is much to be gained at this time from focusing on the rearview mirror. We have, as I said, to get ahead of this issue.
Indeed, Prime Minister Maltley sees the vaccination drive as critical in the fight.
Barbadians are beginning to understand that vaccinations are critical to them being able to help control this virus here. And remember, this is globally, and we're seeing the evidence of it in other countries where the impact of vaccinations is beginning to allow countries to see a turn with respect to the numbers of hospitalizations, the numbers of serious cases, and they are hopeful on other aspects, but it is still too early with respect to transmissibility, which is why we say continue wearing the mask, continue doing the protocols.
Prime Minister Mawhinney spoke to Starcom Network News during a break from the CARICOM Heads of Government Summit, which commenced virtually this morning.
So far for the morning, we've been focused, obviously, as you would expect, on COVID. That's really absorbed the majority of our time since the last physical meeting that Heads had in Barbados last February. And there are other matters on the agenda, of course, relating to the single market and economy. Caribbean economic recovery, the whole question of food security. Guyana has done a wonderful plan for us to review, and we look forward to dealing with that. The whole framework for the first time of a joint coordinated position on tourism. We hope at some point between today and tomorrow to deal with that.
Coordinators of the Barbados vaccination program deny that any particular racial group here has been given preferential access or that white privilege was in play when a number of people were vaccinated yesterday at the St. Christopher Primary School. A WhatsApp message being circulated alleged that the center was specially created so that more than 100 people of a certain racial group could receive their vaccines away from the crunch at some of the other centers. A coordinator of the National Vaccination Program, Major David Clark, tells Starcom Network News there is no truth to that.
No idea what type of person they're signing. They just assign based on the location they live. We cannot tell you what color they are, what ethnic grouping they're falling. All we can tell you is that when people apply, when we do run the look at the addresses, we are applying people based on the addresses that they live to ascend a satellite center or polyclinic. And that is all I can say on that matter.
Major Clark says that no special request from a particular group was received or granted.
Right. That's what we do, is we look at the number of requests that come from a catchment area, and then that we then decide which is the most appropriate location to service that area. We have no idea if the people drive, walk, or ride to the center. We can only look at what the application process says. The people who are calling only call on the address and the telephone contact that they have. Everybody who applies is treated equally. We go down the list, and as we go down the list, we call the people. There's no prioritization, or the people calling are a number of volunteers from different organizations. They have no idea the person they're calling. They get a name and a number, and they call it from the list that was generated from the application process.
The Bridgetown Depot of the state-owned Barbados Agricultural Development and Marketing Company, BADMC, has been temporarily closed after 4 of the 45 staff there tested positive for COVID-19. The BADMC's human resources manager, Torian Roach, says the facility will be thoroughly cleaned.
I just want to confirm that 4 of our members of staff have indeed tested positive for COVID-19. And as a result, we have closed our location here at Bridgetown. And being proactive, we have sent our colleagues to be tested. And as a result, the place will be sanitized accordingly. And we will reopen on Monday, March 1st, 2021.
Head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, says Barbadians are continuing to breach COVID-19 protocols, and 15 more people are to be charged and brought before the law courts in the coming days. Mr. Chapman is also concerned that people are not following the protocols and guidelines stipulated for funerals. He says the limit for the number of mourners allowed is being exceeded in too many cases.
Where there are a number of funerals where the attendance have exceeded 10 and persons are standing on the periphery of the service. We want to let Barbadians know that we understand that grieving is a significant part of our lives, and we want to be able to get some closure for our loved ones. But we also want to maintain that no new persons get COVID. So the unit will be taking the necessary action to ensure that we do not exceed the 10 persons.
The opposition Senator Caswell Franklin has boycotted today's sitting of the Senate, accusing the government of using its majority to abuse the rules of Parliament. He accused the BLP administration of seeking to rush bills through without giving the opposition time to review them.
We have not met since December, and then the government will come and put 3 bills on the order paper to be debated and passed in all their stages today. I am tired of that. I have been complaining about it for as long as I've been in the Senate. It is disrespectful and it is oppressive of the opposition. I will not do it anymore. Anytime they want a bill and they want to discuss it and they don't want me, they can pass in all the stages in one day without discussing it with me. Because so far, nobody from the government has said to me, Caswell, this thing is urgent. We want to have it done today in all the stages. I have not heard that. I've not seen nobody has told me. I saw the bill for the first time, the National Payment Bill, the National Payment Systems Bill, for the first time on Saturday night.
And one of the bills being debated by the Senate today related to a new national payment system. President of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla De Pisa, has a major issue with the government's approach in relation to such matters.
This present administration seems oblivious to the way Barbadians live and how small businesses operate. The most recent evidence of this is the tone-deaf National Payment System Bill 2021. By requiring a bank account at this time in order to participate, outside of some degree of banking regulation as well, is to once again underscore the fact of two Barbadoses and to perpetuate differences instead of seeking to promote equality as it favors investors over consumers.
Our top stories, Barbados records 55 more COVID cases, deaths at 32. Prime Minister Marty responds to criticism of Barbados' approach to fighting the COVID-19 pandemic as she hints at some more positive news soon in relation to the vaccination rollout. Health officials strongly deny that local whites are getting preferential access to the vaccine. CARICOM heads have vaccinations high on the agenda as they commence a virtual meeting. The COVID-19 monitoring unit to file more charges against violators and issues a stern warning about funerals. The BADMC temporarily closes its Bridgetown depot after 4 staff members test positive. The opposition senator Caswell Franklin boycotts today's sitting of the Senate. And the DLP president Verla De Pisa takes issue with some government policies. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.